My family doesn't have a car. Some of my friends often say, with a sympathetic look, "Don't you feel any inconvenience?" In fact, it has caused me inconvenience sometimes. Nevertheless, I have made up my mind not to buy a car, because the advantages of living without a car are much greater. First, since I don't have a car, I am inclined to have more opportunity to walk. This is very good for one's health. When I see a man driving a car who is overweight from too much food and lack of exercise, I feel like advising him to sell his car. Secondly, a private car is not one of the necessities of life for ordinary people in Japan, where the public transportation system is well developed. As it is something of a luxury, it costs a lot of money to maintain a car. If we spend the money wasted on cars for other more intellectual purposes, our life will be more significant. Third, cars and accidents go together. After a tiring day's work, driving all the way home in a traffic jam wears out drivers' nerves, while those who use a bus or train can take a carefree nap on their way home. Last, those who don't have a car mainly use trains when they travel. The pleasure of seeing the sights and talking to other passengers over beer on board cannot be enjoyed by those behind the wheel. Taking the above-mentioned merits into consideration, I made up my mind to give up driving a car. When I have to use a car for an urgent need, I can call a taxi. Therefore, I actually have to put up with less inconvenience than some of my friends.